the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
Sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing use of any medication. Attention. This is an important message to anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer after prolonged use of Zantac or other heartburn medication. Recently, the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing the heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agents. This announcement has been followed by drug companies recalling their generic ranitidine and Zantac products, while drugstores are pulling these products from their shelves. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications regularly, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-541-8165 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you're eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-541-8165 now. Again, 800-541-8165. That's 800-541-8165.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Everett Field in Benton, the Mountain Home Bombers trailed the Benton Panthers 21-7 at halftime. Before we take a look at the halftime stats and talk about the first half, I've got a guest with me, Mitch Husky, Athletics Director at Mountain Home High School. Mitch, busy time of the year. You got some sports that are kind of closing things up, some sports kind of getting toward the end, and some sports getting ready to gear up. Strong finish for the tennis and golf teams, right?
Yeah, you know, it was great this year. We was able to host both the boys and the girls state golf at Big Creek, and both teams might not have played as well as they wanted to, but both had great, great seasons. And in the boys' side, we had a real good individual finish. The kid that finished fourth overall, Gage Chaney. Yes, he ended up fourth overall, which made him all state. And what's good? Not what's good. We do lose one senior off that boys' team, but then we bring back everyone else. Weston Hoover was the only senior, and so, you know, we look forward to a great year next year in boys' golf. And, of course, girls' golf has been solid for a period of time, and so I see them continuing their success.
Tennis, they've wrapped things up. How did that finish up for the Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber tennis team?
Well, we had some boys and girls that qualified for state, and unfortunately on the girls' side, we had a close contact, and so we wasn't able to put our full team there like we wanted to. But, you know, that's just kind of what we're dealing with right now. I think every school in the state's dealt with it in some sport. It's just unfortunate it came at the wrong time for us in tennis because I thought we could have done some big things there. Possibly a state championship, maybe some individual stuff, but that's just how it is. But we go on. I hate it for those individuals. But again, every school's dealing with it right now.
Yeah, you mentioned that there's been some new rules that come down the pike from AAA regarding wrestling. It's going to look different on how high school gyms are set up. Tell us first off, what's those wrestling? What's the special rules going for that?
Well, matter of fact, it just came out yesterday. We've been waiting to kind of see because we hadn't received any guidance on what that was going to look like because, you know, we're used to having at the minimum tri matches where we go in with three teams and with basketball, and I'll get in that in a minute, but, you know, volleyball didn't allow tournaments, so we weren't sure what they was going to do. We were thinking they was just going to allow two teams at once, and we didn't want to travel to, say, Bentonville and get back on the bus in 20 minutes because that's how long one could take. But they're saying we could have tournaments now up to eight teams. I believe it's 114 participants, which allows our trial matches that we're used to doing and allows for tournaments that just might be smaller. The one thing that makes it a little bit more difficult is now girls wrestling is becoming a big deal. We had a girls team last year. And so when we host our own bomber battle,
right,
where we're used to having boys and girls, we might have to put that in separate weekends now.
Right. You know, boys 1 week, girls 1 week type of situation.
Right. And, you know, Coach Alexander, Coach Martin, our wrestling coaches, that's the ones we're going to have to get together. But we're thankful because – we are going to be able to do our tri matches, and that's the majority of our year, other than some tournaments.
Mentioned gym setups. If we have more rules on spectators or how we're going to set that up for those.
Yeah, you know, in football, you know, they told us 66%, and you know, we've actually went down from that in our stadium, just kind of, you know, to lean on the safe side. But in a football stadium, you have all the grass area around where people could stand. You don't have that in a gym. So at the very most, you're going to get 50% in there because you have to take every other row out. We're right now, we still haven't made a final decision, but we're looking at 33 to 40%. But there again, if you've ever been in our gym, the bleachers that's behind our benches, our home and visitor benches where the players sit, those cannot be used because you got to have 12 feet from okay. your players to the spectators. That also becomes an issue with our cheer and dance team. You know where our student section's at.
Right.
Well, if you put our cheer there, you can't have a student section. So we're looking to, we're kind of brainstorming right now because we need our cheer and dance there, but we also need our student body there, you know,
right.
with that student section because they do make a difference. So we're trying to just brainstorm right now and we'll come up with something. It's like I met with the cheer and dance team this morning just to kind of get their input. And it's not the best scenario, but just like with everything else, with homecoming, we just make the best of it we can.
All right. Mitch, cross country, they're getting close to winding their season up too.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at a couple weeks having district, and then I don't even know what the date is. November, when's our last football game?
I think it's like
game?
About November 4th or
4th or 5th,
yeah.
Something like that is when we play Parkview, our last regular season football game. And that's actually the state tournament. So the week before that, we'll have conference. And, you know, last year our boys won state. I wouldn't be surprised if our boys and girls have a really good chance to win it this year. So it'll be exciting.
Are we hosting conference again, or are we going to have to go on the road?
We're going to have to go on the road. I believe Bologna has the conference for cross country. And, you know, with these kids that we got, there's no course we're going to go to harder than our own.
Right.
And so we feel pretty good wherever we go.
All right. Thanks, Mitch, for coming in and as I fill in for Brad tonight and helping me sound a little better, buddy.
Hey, I will tell you one thing. I went down to the concession stand.
Yeah.
And a lady has her 1981 letter jacket up. She's working the concession stand down here. She graduated in 1981 from Mountain Home, and she's got her megaphone and her letter jacket out on the deal for everybody to see. I thought that was pretty
neat.
Did
she tell you who she was?
She did. I've already forgot. But I did take a picture of her letter jacket, so I can tell you that name.
All right, tell me that later. Mitch, thanks for stopping by. Homecoming night here at Benton. 10 minutes left in the half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio as Mountain Home trails Benton by a count of 21-7. At halftime, Benton came to this game ranked 9th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, Greenwood, who is ranked 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, up on Russell, that is, 21-10. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Little Rock Parkview, who's ranked 5th in Class 5A, up on in Class 6A, up on Van Buren, 14-7 at halftime. And Lake Hamilton, who's 8th in the state overall, and number 2 in Class 6A, is leading Salem Springs by a score of 28-6 at halftime. Have you on the local level have yet to see a score between Yeovil Summit and Conway Christian. Salem having their hands full with Newport, who's ranked second in Class 3A. In this battle between Greyhounds, Newport's up on Salem 20-6. Melbourne leads Riverview 26-0 at halftime, so a dominant start for the Bearcats. Mountain View is idle this week. Harrison, who is ranked 5th in Class 5A, is up on Valonia 34-10. Also this evening, West Plains is leading Waynesville 14-6 in the second quarter. In addition, Hollister is up on Mount Vernon by a count of 6-0 at halftime. It is Branson trailing Joplin 20-10 at halftime. Have not seen a score on the game between Forsyth and Pleasant Hope. And Ava is losing to Kabul 28-6 in the second quarter. In the Arkansas Sports Media top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Bryant, who is number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, just dominating Little Rock Southwest tonight, 56-0 at halftime. North Little Rock, who is, or sorry, Bentonville, who is second in the state overall and in Class 7A, is dominating Fayetteville tonight, 49-7 at halftime. North Little Rock, number three overall and in Class 7A, is up on Little Rock Catholic, 28-3 at the break. It is number five, Pulaski Academy, who's also number one in Class 5A, leading Tiger Legacy from Texas by a score of 37-25. That game already in the final period. Number six, Conway, who is also number four in Class 7A, is up on Fort Smith Northside this evening by a score of 24-0. The game between number seven, Cabot, and Little Rock Central was canceled. The Panthers also ranked fifth in Class 7A. Number 10, Bentonville West, they're actually tied for 10th with Wynn. Bentonville West is, I believe they're up on Harbor tonight. No, actually, I take that back. It is Harbor leading Bentonville West 20-17 at halftime down over in Springdale. And again, Wynn, who is tied for that number 10 ranking, they're also ranked second in Class 5A. They are leading Batesville 35-7 at halftime. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top five games. The only one I haven't mentioned in Class 6A top five is number four, Searcy. I believe they are, they are playing at home tonight against Pine Bluff, and we haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. In the Class 3A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number three, Little Rock Christian, is leading Little Rock Hall this evening by a score of 45-14 in the second quarter. Number four, Texarkana, is idle this week. Let's look at what's been going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment. At halftime, it is Benton leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
By Open Jar Concepts. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing use of any medication. Attention! This is an important message to anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer after prolonged use of Zantac or other heartburn medication. Recently, the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing the heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agents. This announcement has been followed by drug companies recalling their generic ranitidine and Zantac products, while drugstores are pulling these products from their shelves. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications regularly, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-541-8165 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you're eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-541-8165 now. Again, 800-541-8165. That's 800-541-8165.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Everett Field in Benton, I'm Sonny Elliott, joined by Tobias Pugsley tonight. Tobias, we got the stats in, and Benton, you know, they've had the ball quite a bit more than the Bombers have. Tell us a little bit about those stats.
Yeah, Benton on the air raid tonight, Sonny, 275 yards offense. Mountain Home had 164 yards. McKay, 6 for 12 for 78 yards through the air. 16 rushing attempts for 24 yards. Hershberger, 17 touches for 65 yards. Walker, 4 touches for 73 yards receiving. I would say offensively, they've done very well so far.
Yeah, Benton Brown, he is 16-27 for 251. They have only rushed the ball for 24 yards. They've seven attempts. You know, the Bombers, 50 yards on that pass play there, but there's been some other opportunities that we've seen some balls that are just off the fingertips, thrown just a tad high. They can get those things calmed down. What do you think you can see here in the second half?
Well, the Bombers are in a great position, Sonny, because they get the ball coming out to start the second half. I felt like they got more comfortable as the game went on. I don't know what it is about getting off the bus and being ready to play, but, you know, now they've got to come from behind, so they'll do some things a little differently. We do expect for them to kind of ride on the heels of McKay passing, but, man, Walker's look great tonight. You know, offensively they look good. Defensively, I think they've got to continue to keep everybody in front of them, not give up the deep ball, and make big plays when it counts.
All right, 2 minutes to go in the half. We'll be back with the second half of Bomber Football. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.